House Human Services will come to order. Will the Secretary please take the roll?
Vice Chair Sheldon Galloway.
Here.
Vice Chair Carjala.
Here.
Representative Gillette.
Here.
Representative Buckley.
Here.
Representative Hill.
Here.
Representative Grief.
Here.
Representative Carlson.
She's on her way.
Excused.
Representative Hinkle.
Excused.
Representative Welch.
Excused. Oh, he's on. There he is. Where is he? Excused.
Representative Dunwell.
Excused.
Representative Abbott.
Representative Abbott.
Representative Abbott, yeah.
Excused.
Representative Staffman.
Here.
Representative Frazier.
Here.
Representative Stromswold.
Here.
Representative Regeer.
Here.
Representative Tenenbaum.
Here.
Representative Kelker.
Here.
Representative Buttrey.
Excused.
Chair Lenz.
Here. All right. Could you check and see if our sponsor's in the hall? When our sponsor gets in the room, we can go on to House Bill 276.
Is that the only bill?
That's the only bill today. Yep.
Let's see how long we can make the hearing.
I was thinking just the opposite. I was thinking how short we could make it, maybe.
Okay.
We'll be in a brief recess until they find the sponsor.
Representative Lance, this is Representative Welch. I am here now.
They're taking a break, a short break to find the sponsor, but you are listed.
Okay. Yeah, I heard him do roll, but I couldn't get there.
No, that was me. I was a little slow. I'm sorry.
That's all right. That's the worst thing that happens to you today. You're in pretty good shape.
That's true.
All right, members, we will come back to order. I'll give you time to collect your thoughts, Representative Cafaro, before we go in.
That's going to take a while.
All right, we will open on the hearing for House Bill 276.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. My name is Mary Cafaro, spelled C-A-F-E-R-R-O, and I bring before you for your consideration House Bill 276 and ask that you give it a due pass. In Montana, Governor Gianforte has recognized the need to address the issues of substance use disorder and mental illness through his initiative called the HEART Initiative. A key piece to the HEART Initiative is a service called peer support, peer-to-peer, delivered by peer support specialists. In 2017, this legislature passed a bill to create licensing for peer support specialists. Between 17 and 19, the Tribal Relations Interim Committee studied the issue of mental illness and developed a bill, a committee bill, that was then presented in 2019 to create a payer source or coverage for peer-to-peer as a service for mental illness and substance use disorder. This session, the peer support specialists are here asking that we support adding two peer support specialists to the Board of Behavioral Health. And with that, Mr. Chairman, I will ask again for your support. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Cafaro. So far today, I am seeing no opponents on this bill, and many proponents, probably around the range of 17 proponents online and in the room. I'm going to encourage you very strongly not to talk this one to death, folks. Let's get to the point here. I think it's showing some great support here. Let's keep it short and to the point. And with that, I will go with the first proponent in the room.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My name is Erica Durham. I am on the committee that helped write this legislation and this bill. I am also the owner of Extraordinary Distances, which is a peer support agency, the first one in the state of Montana. Sorry, I'm very nervous. I also have created Sidestep Recovery in Helena, Montana, that will help put peer support out in the community. As a peer support specialist, I am a person in recovery. I have, walked this path of recovery myself, and I have the voice of the people I serve. And in doing so, I believe wholeheartedly that peer support is going to be the change that Montana needs to combat addiction and mental health. And when I work with a peer, it is from a lived experience position. Lived experience is the Me Too movement. I understand what you're going through. I can trust you. Being certified as peer support specialist, we were able to get HIPAA privacy guidelines. We're able to put that trust of the medical community within our practice of lived experience. Our voice matters to the people that we serve because we are them, and they can trust us. When it comes to being professionals in the field of behavioral health, our experience to be certified in our position is our lived experience. It doesn't discount what we have to offer on the Board of Behavioral Health. We are seeking two positions on the board because not only do we represent our peers out in the community, we're also up representing every single other professional in this community and different community members, because we are helping our individuals overcome obstacles that will keep them from recovery. So we're supporting many, many. Not only we have addiction, behavioral health being mental illness, we also have co-occurring disorders. So our scope of practice is very different than the therapist or the counselors that we're serving. We have a non-clinical perspective on what recovery looks like to everyone in our community. We help our people have a voice in the most trying and darkest times. We need to have that same voice that represents us with the code of ethics, with our rules, with our licensure. When we go before the board, lived experience matters. Montana was built off of lived experience. We need to have a voice because Montana is in a crisis right now. And I believe that peer support is where that change is going to happen for Montana. So thank you very much. And thank you for letting me speak today.
Thank you, Ms. Durham, for being nervous. You did very well.
Thank you.
Further proponents.
My name is William Devil. I work for Montana's Peer Network.
Could you spell your name, please?
D-E-A-V-E-L. I am a proponent for House Bill 276. I believe we need representation on the Behavior Board of Health if they're going to do our scope of practice, our ethics. We need to be able to have a voice at that table for those things. So thank you.
Thank you. Further proponents in the room?
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair, committee members. My name is Colleen Rahn, spelled R-A-H-N. I am here representing NAMI Montana. NAMI Montana is a grassroots organization that helps educate, advocate, and support Montanans with mental illness and their families. NAMI Montana has always supported peer support specialists, and we think having a peer support specialist on the Board of Behavioral Health is a good idea. Having a peer specialist perspective in a conversation or when making a decision would be beneficial and be an asset to the Board of Behavioral Health. So NAMI Montana supports House Bill 276. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Further proponents in the room? Further proponents in the room? Any more out in the hall? I'll make the call. In the meantime, I will go online. Anyone that is online that wants to speak as a proponent on this bill? I'll start with Shyla Patera.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair and members of the House Human Services Committee. For the record, my name is Shyla Patera, spelled S-H-Y-L-A-P-A-T-E-R-A, and I represent North Central Independent Living Services in Black Eagle, Montana. North Central Independent Living Services is a cross-disability service organization and advocacy organization. We serve North Central Montanans with all disabilities, and we roll in support and rise in support of House Bill 276. In Montana, we have a saying, nothing about us without us, and we believe that adding two peers to the Board of Behavioral Health will enhance the leadership of peers throughout the state of Montana. We know that the peers that we have worked with at Nichols and throughout the state have provided needed wellness recovery action plans and have demonstrated their recovery journeys very well both their successes and issues they may have with the peers that they are working with. So Nichols asked that you give House Bill 276 a pass and definitely welcome the changes that this bill will bring in leadership for the peer networks of Montana. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Ms. Perterra. I will go back into the room. Next proponent in the room.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Michael Accardi. I'm a certified behavioral health peer support specialist.
Could you spell your name, sir?
M-I-C-H-A-E-L.
Okay. And a little closer to the mic, if you would, too, please.
Can I take this off?
Yes.
Maybe that'll help. Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Accardi, A-C-C-A-R-D-I. I'm a certified behavioral health peer support specialist with InStar Community Services. I am a proponent and advocate for our positions on the board because I feel that it is a profession that needs to be represented so that it could work cohesively with other agencies and other professionals and service the population and the community that we work in. My testimony is I come from a background of Department of Corrections and addiction. Peer support services have been vital with the live life experience and the peer-to-peer contact that I have had so that I was able to change my behavior and be a productive member of our citizen and be socially active. I feel that us being represented on the board would help with the monitoring of the peer support profession and also provide the opportunity for us to work better with the professionals at other agencies that work in the same services as we do. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Accardi. Further proponents in the room.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, for the record, my name is Joel Peden. That's P-E-D-E-N. And I am here on behalf of the Montana Association of Centers for Independent Living, representing Summit Independent Living in Missoula, Living Independently for Today and Tomorrow in Billings, and Montana Independent Living Project in Helena. And I have to say, I am giddy today. Okay? I am giddy. And the reason is this is a culmination. This bill is a culmination of a decade worth of work. It was 10 years ago where a group of us from across the disability community and especially in the mental health world got together and came up with this idea of, hey, we need to support peer specialists in the mental health field. Now, from an IL perspective, independent living, which is where we're at, you know, peer support is a foundation of our cause. And we believe in it so much that in the legislation that created independent living centers back in the 70s, one of the requirements is that 51% of our employees and 51% of our board of directors have to identify as having a disability. And it's because we never wanted to lose what makes, you know, we know that voice that goes along with the disability perspective. And this bill takes us to the next level. Ms. Patera had mentioned the Nothing About Us Without Us slogan. It's more than a slogan. It's what we believe. And so by bringing representation to the Board of Health of people with disabilities, it's going to make the program better, and it's going to help cement the difference that these folks are making out on our streets every day as they work with other people and help them through their recovery. So, again, I am giddy. I hope everybody else feels excited that we're taking this huge step, and we would ask that you support it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Peden. Further proponents in the room.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Pat Noonan. That's N-O-O-N-A-N. And I'm here representing the Behavioral Health Alliance of Montana, which represents 35 mental health and substance abuse providers across the state. I really don't think that I could put it any better than Mr. Peden did. And as BAM and an alliance, we are standing here today and very much support HB 276 in adding peer support specialists to the Board of Mental Health. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Noonan. Further proponents?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Beth Brenneman, B-R-E-N-N-E-M-A-N, attorney with Disability Rights Montana. And I'm not giddy, but I'm pretty happy about this bill. I will say one of the big difficult things that we did last session was to get peer support specialists into the state Medicaid plan. And I'll say it was really quite exciting. Many things happened in this committee that were quite something. And I think everybody's really happy that that is in the Medicaid state plan. And the reason they are is that peer support services, which are people who have lived experience, who have diagnoses with mental illness, who are the counselors for other people in crisis trying to manage the system, that system is evidence-based, incredibly effective, and the places where they've had it for more than 15 years at least, you see a marked decrease in hospitalizations, a shorter time when people are hospitalized for crisis, and a real diversion from institutional care. It's wonderful. And you can see why it would be. Frankly, there are a lot of treatment professionals who don't relate. They don't have the same sort of lived experience, and they try to be understanding and compassionate. If you don't understand what it's like to need the service and people not understand you, you just can't help a person who needs that kind of guidance through the system. So peer support is wonderful. We really think that they need to have representation because they're unlike any other service, really. They are consumer-driven entirely, which is not true for a lot of the other professions. And so it's an important, really important insight that they have into the treatment, treatment models, and also the lack of treatment throughout the state and things that need to be placed into those holes in order to make sure that people really have the services they need. So we hope you support the bill. Thanks.
Thank you, Ms. Brenneman. Seeing no further proponents in the room, I will go online and remind everyone, if you are going to testify as a proponent, please raise your hand. Amanda Walton. Ms. Walton.
Hello, thank you, Mr. Chair. my name is Amanda Walton. I am a member of the professional group that presented this legislation, as well as a certified behavioral health peer support specialist. As you've already heard, that means that I publicly and willingly identify as an individual in recovery from my experience personally as co-occurring disorders. And currently, certified peer specialists are the only profession regulated by the Board of Behavioral Health that does not have members of our profession on the board. And that is the primary reason for our pursuit today. And you've already heard several times about the Nothing About Us Without Us philosophy that we demonstrate through the services we provide and through active advocacy for the voice and choice of all behavioral health consumers, ourselves included. This philosophy is what makes peer support so successful. Our lived experience gives us a unique perspective that is in line with behavioral health recovery and would be invaluable to the board moving forward. Our vision is to work together as a collaborative team with the board as we move forward and advance the recovery movement in Montana. We believe it is critical for people who have direct lived experience with behavioral health to be represented on the board that decides, in many ways, the very direction that recovery and behavioral health liberation will take in our state. So thank you, and it's been a pleasure to be here with you today.
Thank you, Ms. Walton. We will go to Michelle Lewis. Ms. Lewis.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. As you know, my name is Michelle Lewis.
I'm honored to be the first certified behavioral health peer support specialist in the state of Montana and a member of the work group that brought this legislation forward. So I am a proponent of House Bill 276 and adding two certified behavioral health peer support specialists to the board. It is worth noting, and Amanda said that, of course, I won't repeat it, I guess, that everybody is that's governed by the board is represented, but not peer support specialists. So let us reflect on the mission of the Board of Behavioral Health as it is written. And I'll quote this. The mission of the Montana Board of Behavioral Health is to protect the health, safety, and well-being of Montana citizens through the regulation and oversight of licensed clinical professional counselors, licensed clinical social workers, licensed marriage and family therapists, licensed addiction counselors, and certified behavioral health peer support specialists. This, end quote. This board regulates and has oversight in matters including our scope of practice, professional ethics, and among other things, the application process, setting CEU requirements, clinical supervision, and other aspects affected by the rulemaking process or the Montana Code annotated. Currently, it's plausible that the Board of Behavioral Health cannot fully embrace its mission to protect the health and safety and well-being of Montana citizens through the regulation and oversight without representation from certified behavioral health peer support specialists. Because we are not currently included in critical information sharing, discussion, and decisions that affect our professions and those we serve. As with each of the professionals on the Board of Behavioral Health currently representing their respective fields, certified behavioral health peer support specialists will provide expertise in the field of behavioral health peer support with boots on the ground experience, as well as a keen knowledge of the scope of practice and code of ethics that govern our profession. Acknowledging our perspectives serves the public health and safety, hence enhancing the board's ability to fulfill their mission. So in summary, without representation, simply put, the board is not fully embracing the certified behavioral health peer support specialist profession and plausibly lacks the ability to fully fulfill its mission as it is written. With representation, the board is more fully able to fulfill its mission through complete representation of all of the professions it regulates and governs. Advantage of this include expertise in the field of certified behavioral health peer support specialists obtained through training and certification that this very board actually endorsed, clinical supervision and CEUs. Perspectives of individuals with valuable lived experience in behavioral health, obviously an area with which it governs. The vast statewide workforce will have representation on their governing board, helping to ensure their concerns and input are heard. The board can better serve as a beacon of guidance and direction for certified behavioral health peer support specialists and more thoroughly fulfill its mission. And we're asking for two seats because behavioral health encompasses both substance use disorder, or SUD, and mental health. We have a vast statewide workforce that has various levels of input. And this also would help avoid the board deadlock. You know, if we have 9 now, if we have 11, then that would be assured. At this time, I respectfully ask that you support House Bill 276 and add those two seats representing peer support specialists. Thank you.
Thank you. We're about 10 proponents in, and like I said, so far I don't have any opponents, so let's not talk this to death, folks, and I'm going to go on to Ashley McLean, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. My name is Ashley McLean. I currently work for Montana's Peer Network as the Peer Support Training Coordinator. I am also a member of the committee that made this legislation come to life. Very, very giddy also. I share in that giddiness. I am a person coming to you today who does support this. I am a proponent of HB 276. As a person in long-term recovery, for over 10 years from substance use disorder and mental health challenges, I consider myself a double winner. From these life experiences and the years in the grips of our system, I had the honor to take those trials and make them my triumph in becoming a certified peer support specialist. I chose to become a voice for the voiceless, and that's a huge responsibility and honor that I don't take lightly. I am now, with this title, governed by the Board of Behavioral Health that has no representation for people like me. This governance includes my initial application process to determine my readiness to serve the public. With these seats, our voice in the application process could prove invaluable as we have lived these non-routine application scenarios. I am also required to pursue continuous education in my field and abide by a code of ethics. These seats would also benefit the safety of the public. If I do not meet these requirements, then the Board of Behavioral Health is who would hold me to account. Currently, every profession governed by the Board of Behavioral Health has a voice and a choice in their decision-making for the safety of their clients and public when it comes to ethical violations, continuing their education, and initial licensure. Currently, peer support specialist and the profession of peer support is trailblazing new profession in Montana, but it's not new with the evidence-based data that proves this is a viable, sustainable part of behavioral health systems. We are advocating for representation at all levels in the behavioral health system in Montana, and this level on the Board of Behavioral Health is just as important as the peer supporters with boots on the ground. Peer support specialists, we do, it's been said here today many times, have a central motto and belief system that there should be nothing about us without us. By supporting HB 276, this is a way to give a voice and a choice in our professional guidelines and have a seat at the table to bring our lived experience to the table when decisions need to be made in all respective professions governed by the board and to keep our peers safe. Thank you for letting me speak today.
Thank you, Ms. McLean. Next up is Christy Black, and I request that we not repeat things that have already been said, please.
Hello. I guess I want to give a different kind of testimony to this. It is important that we have two seats, that we have a voice in those who govern us, considering that we're required the same as those who who take care of us too. Peer supporter to me is not just, we don't just have lived experience. We have so much continued education. We continue to educate ourselves beyond what's required. We learn more and more, and we share these experiences with our peers. We encourage others on the road of recovery, on their path of recovery. I believe personally through my practice that community makes community stronger. We lead by example. We are not a diagnosis or a symptom. We are a true voice, and we do not hide who we are. We use these experiences and the experience of our peers to improve our lives, the lives of our peers, and our community. Our lived experience is a badge of honor, not a hindrance. And in case the state of Montana is not aware, the peer movement is global. There is a global peer network. This is not just a Montana movement. And I am a proponent for us to have two seats to represent ourselves like we do every day at every doctor's appointment, every job interview, every housing application, every committee we serve on. We fight, and we fight to be better. And we deserve those two seats. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Black. Lori Pope. Ms. Pope.
Thank you, Chairman and members of the board. My name is Lori Pope, P-O-P-E. I'm a certified peer support specialist in the state of Montana. I want to make this brief because everybody has said everything. I am a person of lived experience, so I want to come at this as a peer support with lived experience. I've been working as a peer support specialist now for 8 years, and I can tell you one of the biggest barriers I've come in across in working as a peer support in addiction, mental health, and harm reduction is educating my supervisors and therapists in LACs what I do and fight against what they think I should do. I find that this same thing happens on the board. We have no voice. We are consumers. We will continue to be consumers, and we have been consumers. We gather our voices because we build connections and relationships with other consumers. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Pope. Seeing no further proponents online. Opponents, anyone online who will be an opponent, please raise your hand. And anyone in the room? Any opponents? Seeing none. Informational witnesses in the hall or online, please raise your hand. Informational witnesses. Seeing none. Questions from the committee. Representative Hill, then Representative Kelker.
Thank you.
Chair Lentz, question for Ms. Brenneman.
Ms. Brenneman?
Mr. Chair, Representative Hill.
Ms. Brenneman, is nine enough on the, let me, I don't want to ramble on here, but I realize you need two peers to represent, be representatives. Can we take two of the nine off and replace them, or do you want two enough, or do we need four? I'm really curious as to how you come up with two, and could you speak into the nine also? Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Hill, I don't know that the board that made the decision to bring the bill and ask for two really thought about taking other members off and maintaining the number. And I don't know to what extent they consulted those individuals. I think that might be a kind of a controversial decision, but I really don't know. I apologize that I'm not a very good person to answer this question.
Chair Lentz, follow up?
Yes. Follow up with Ms. Brenneman.
I'm not really familiar with this this board. Is it statewide, or is it all in one building? How does it function?
Mr. Chair, Representative Hill, it is a statewide board that regulates various professions. And I believe that someone just came in the room that could answer the first question for you, if you'd like me to refer it to her.
Chair Lentz, referral?
Refer question to Erica Durham.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. The reason why we had went after two seats was because there's nine current positions on the Board of Behavioral Health. Going into this, we know that two former boards came together to make up the current board. We did not want to take any positions away from any of the current members and other license. So with two seats instead of one, it would go from 9 to 11, and it would prevent a deadlock in case of a voting issue. That's why we went after two. And we also knew that we would have the opportunity to represent both the other licensures and our people when it comes to the people that we support. We support everyone. That's why we went after the two positions.
Chair Lentz, thank you.
Yes, thank you, Ms. Durham. Representative Kelker.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Again, a question.
A little closer to the microphone.
A question for Ms. Durham, please.
Ms. Durham?
Mr. Chair, Ms. Durham, I'm wondering, did your group that developed this bill sit down with the existing board and talk to them about what you're planning to do?
Yes, we have worked on this for the past year. We started about last March. We also went into speaking with the LMFTs because they have a half a seat on the board.
Tell us what that means.
So a licensed marriage and family therapist, there is an individual on the board who has a half of a seat, and they also share that seat with another license, like as a profession. They're dually licensed. That's how they have that half seat. We had spoke with them to maybe work together on this effort. However, in the process, we encouraged them on their own legislation, but we decided to proceed on our own. They were up for their own legislation, but they never got the sponsorship or an LC number. Then they weren't able to work towards this. So we were up for the negotiation in those efforts, and we had spoken to the board, and we sought for their, you know, approval and to be a proponent on this issue. The board is not taking a position on this right now. And we just didn't want to create an adversarial environment. When it came to the Board of Behavioral Health, we did go to them and let them know that we would love their approval to be a proponent. However, we knew that we did not need that to proceed forward with this bill.
Follow up, please.
Follow up.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair and Ms. Durham, I was on this committee when the peer specialists were made a thing, and that was our responsibility. That was something that the legislature could and should have done. But I'm a little uncomfortable about the legislature deciding how many people are on the board and who's on the board and that kind of thing. That's not usually what we do. I'm wondering, are we setting some kind of precedent that we're going to decide who's on? I mean, there are a lot of boards of licensure, and some of them pertain to this committee, but we haven't been saying who should be on the board.
I think some of the background is the lived experience and the educational standpoint. So not to create the adversarial background, we are opponents, but we do have a different scope of practice. So going into this, the board is currently standing with people that are licensed with educational experience. Mm-hmm. And lived experience is being viewed almost as dangerous in some communities and clinical settings. So we had to step apart from that clinical standpoint and say peer support is not going away. It's here to stay. And we had to proceed forward to make it safer for us. Currently, as we go in, we have to sit as citizens when we have issues. We have to let our voice be heard as citizens. Right now, they have a member of the public on the board. We recognize that lived experience is different than the educational standpoint of behavioral health. We are governed by the Board of Behavioral Health, but our scope of practice is very different. And unfortunately, there are old ways that are still being carried in these positions. And new ways are what we need. Change is what we need. And we have to go those avenues. We have an uphill battle when it comes to peer support. There are some that aren't going to go for it. And it's because it's different than your standard profession on the board. So we had to go about it and do what we needed to do to proceed forward. And that's why we went after these two seats in the manner that we did. Because if we didn't do this, it could take years for us to get that position, because many people have been on these boards for years. They just have that position as, we haven't been certified long enough as professionals in the community that we need to sit and wait. We can't wait when it comes to the lived experience. We need these changes to happen that will protect us as peers, and it will also protect the clients that we serve. With the code of ethics, with the rules and regulations, with the CEUs, we can't wait on those things, because lived experience happens in the now. And we can't change that. And waiting any longer, we are a growing profession. I am number 83 when it comes to peer support. You heard number one today. This has only been, we are at the very beginning of a movement that will be, I believe, tens and thousands of certified peer specialists. We grow our own profession from within. We give other people opportunities to become peer specialists themselves. This is what we need, because if our voice isn't heard on the very board that serves us, our voice is what is being represented out in the public, in the communities, in correctional facilities, community agencies. Our voice is their voice, and that's how we need to be heard in the state of Montana. And we will have opposition, but as people in lived recovery and lived experience, we know how to fight. And sometimes we have to go and seek legislation to do this, because it is a battle, but we will lose lives if this battle is not fought.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Ms. Durham.
Representative Gillette.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Actually, I kind of have a question for you. Representative Kelker, she was actually kind of thinking, she said what I was sort of quasi-thinking in my mind, that I was like, wow, I feel like this, you know, belongs in business and labor. It's maybe a little misplaced. And then I wondered the same question about you. And I'm wondering, is there a way to get some of those answers about, does it set a precedent? Is this a normal for the legislature to decide a board number? And my impression is when a profession, an occupation newly becomes licensed where they weren't before, that we had a process to put them into the right governing board and they would have access and representation somewhere. And I think there's just maybe a gap in my knowledge. So maybe we could just plan on getting some clarity. And you've served on business and labor forever, so maybe you have.
Yeah. Representative Buttry.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Not forever. It is a regular practice within a lot of the state's boards and the ones that reside in Department of Labor that we do set qualifications and titles and numbers of members and boards. So there's certainly lots of precedents within Department of Labor that we do it all the time.
Could you speak in the mic, Representative?
In the department, not in the legislature. The Department of Labor and Justice, or in industry, helps those boards develop their rules and that sort of thing. But we haven't done that in this committee.
Mr. Chair, Representative, so the legislature does do that. We set the makeup of the committees that are administratively attached or part of the Department of Labor. We set the membership numbers, we set the membership requirements, the titles of the persons in those roles. So if that's what we're asking, we do it all the time, unless I'm just missing the question.
That is what I've seen, too. Is this not unusual for this to be?
Chairman Lenz, I have a question if I can ask. Representative Buttrey.
Yes. Okay. Representative Buttrey.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Representative Buttrey, so when there's a newly licensed professional that comes on the scene, I mean, wouldn't we also in tandem with that pass legislation? Didn't they already go somewhere in our world to a board where they had representation? Or maybe not. Maybe those two things aren't in sync.
Mr. Chair, Representative, so they're certainly, if they're licensed by the state of Montana, I mean, there's two ways. They can be licensed by a board or they can be licensed by the department themselves. So they're represented. Somebody has oversight of that licensee. But I think in this case, they're saying they've got this overall board of behavioral health, which has responsibility for, I'm sure, licensing and other things, that they want representatives from within those specialties represented on the board. And they're asking us to say that two of those have to be these peer support specialists. So I don't think it's out of line. I think it's along normal business for what we do.
I'm going to ask a question of the sponsor on this subject. You've heard our discussion, Representative. Thoughts on the appropriateness of this and anything else you want to add to this point?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is standard procedure. I mean, so that's my thought. I've seen 6 years ago, the legislature voted for this profession to be licensed, and it's just as Representative Buttrey explained.
Thank you.
Nothing more to add.
Representative Kelker.
But the Board of Behavioral Health, Mr. Chair, is the responsibility of the Department of Labor and Industry, and that seems to me to be going to the business licensing.
But typically, I have seen it both. I see what you're saying. The licensing does have a strong pull. You know, if you're a barber or a, some profession like that, you know, I'm licensed as a, you know, not through the Board of Behavioral Health as a crop insurance adjuster. Yeah, so that does. But I have also seen this also. I don't think it's totally unusual. Oh, where was I? Representative Sheldon Galloway.
Mr. Chair, this might be a question for our Sue O'Connell.
Ms. O'Connell?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, the boards generally that we're talking about, the professional and occupational licensing boards, are attached to the Department of Labor for the most part. But there are statutes that create each board and set the membership, and that's what the legislature passes. So I believe that the peer support specialists were brought under the Board of Public Health, and they became a licensed, or behavioral health, when they became a licensed profession or a certified profession. But the statute you see, 215-1744 in the bill, is just one of the many statutes that creates a licensing board, sets the membership, and talks about the terms and things like that. So as Representative Buttrey and Representative Farrell discussed, you know, these are statutes subject to a legislative amendment.
Thank you, Representative Sheldon Galloway. Follow up?
Well, I have another question maybe for Sue. There, Mr. Chair.
Ms. O'Connell.
And Ms. O'Connell, there's nothing in this Board of Behavioral Health that says that the board member has to be a citizen of Montana, living in Montana, practicing in Montana. Is that somewhere else in our statutes, or does that need to be in the wording here with us being able to do so much stuff remote anymore?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Sheldon Galloway, I would have to kind of go in and check if there's an overarching statute that applies to the board and talks about who could be a member. You know, they do have to be licensed. It used to be that most licensees were from Montana. Things have changed. I'm not sure if there's a statute that addresses that.
Representative Sheldon Galloway, so in order to be licensed, there would be some kind of parameters for your license. Yes, it doesn't say that in here, but it would, it at some place it would also lay out what your parameters were to get a license in this state. Representative Buttrie.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I do believe that in Chapter 2 there is a section that gives overall qualifications for folks that are appointed to these boards by the governor and then confirmed by the Senate, such as what's happening here. So I'll do a little digging as well. I'm sure one of us will find it. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Further questions from the committee?
It just says license. Oh. It doesn't say license.
Representative Kelker. And then Representative Frazier.
Oh. Oh.
Better come up with a question quick.
Is it my turn then?
Yes, it is, Representative Kelker.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. A question for Ms. Brenneman, please.
Ms. Brenneman.
Mr. Chair, Representative Kelker.
Mr. Chair, Ms. Brenneman, I'm not trying to be difficult about this bill at all. I'm just concerned that we didn't have anybody from the Board of Behavioral Health here today to say, oh, you know, great idea. And I have the impression that it might be a bit tense. If it's, I'm just worried that it wouldn't be an opportunity to be giddy about being included. Because, you know, I was here and voted for the licensure. I think it's a great idea. I know a lot of people in my hometown who are in this profession. Great thing. I get that. But I just want to make sure that if we pass this bill, would we be stirring the pot with that board that we haven't heard from or anybody from that board?
Mr. Chair, Representative Kelker, I really can't speak for the board, of course. I am a little surprised that there isn't a representative that's here for informational testimony, and I'm certain that they know of this bill, and if they oppose it, I'm certain you'll hear from them about that. So I don't have a lot of insight into what kind of conflict there may very well be. I would be surprised if there was substantial conflict. I haven't really heard of any. But I think you will hear from the board if there are issues. I'm certain, but I think that's the best I can do.
Okay, thank you.
All right, further questions from the committee? Before we go to the close, I do want to point out that Giddy is making someone feel excited to the point of disorientation. So we might want to be use that carefully. And with that, Representative Cafaro, you can close on your bill. And you can be giddy, if that is true.
Mr. Chairman, I'll take a pass on that one. Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, thank you for, again, great questions, and thanks for all the proponents that showed up. I appreciate the effort it takes to get here, especially in cold, snowy weather. So you've heard all of the reasons why the peer support specialists would like a place at the board. It's important for them to be able to have a say in how they're governed, and their input would be valuable. What I want to explain, though, is a little bit about what peer support is. I heard an interview on the radio with three combat veterans who had recently returned home. And the question that was asked is, what were the some of the greatest challenges faced when you returned home? And what they all three said, number one, was being able to communicate with civilians and their families, because they had not experienced what it was like to be in combat. And they went into a number of examples of how that created problems in relationships and internal problems, and then what they did say was extremely helpful was being able to find another combat veteran to visit with about their experiences, because they understood. That's what peer-to-peer is, and many veterans are involved in this program. And so with that, thank you again. And I just feel like I should just join the committee. I've been here so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Caviero. This ends the hearing on House Bill 276. I would like to point out certification requirements are in 3738202 to attain this. And there's quite a bit of information, fingerprints and stuff, like many of these certifications require. I thought that was interesting. So, 4 o'clock, how do we do that? Anything from the committee? Representative Frazier.
Chairman Lenz, you were hoping that I had a question, and my question would have been, does Representative Carlson have any questions? But I decided not to ask that, so you're welcome. I would like to point out, though, the last remark that Representative Caffaro made, if that's appropriate here.
Yes.
Being a veteran and dealing with, you know, depression and things like that, it's one of those that talking to other folks is one thing, but talking to other vets is a completely different story. So that remark there, at least to me, holds a significant amount of weight. So, and I know, you know, there's a difference between being, you know, a combat vet or, you know, somebody that's dealt with addictions problems. However, they're on the same path. So, that peer-to-peer thing is really important. So just wanted to share that with the committee.
Thank you, Representative Frazier. So anything else for the good of the committee? If not, House Human Services will be adjourned.